Hey coach, I'm just curious. You mentioned last week when I asked you that you want to give the if the goalies get wins, they get a runaway, then to kind of start multiple games in a row is what it sounded like. With Michelle winning on Friday, does that mean she's going to start this Friday?
Definitely gives her a check in the win column, that's for sure. Happy with how she's playing and looking so far this week.
Sam again.
What did you like most about the performance on Friday, just generally?
How we changed. Finally, I think, and the team felt that as well. We were able to build momentum. And really, I think it's the reason why our neutral zone looked better. Our D zone exits looked better because when the team's fighting momentum against you, you can make the plays you want to make and go from there. So definitely a step in the right direction.
Go Marcus and Sam.
Coach, I was going to ask what you've seen from Lucy Theisen and her emergence in the lineup.
Yeah, she's definitely starting to play with more confidence. I think she's settling into the team game and how we play, right? For any freshman, you could say that across the board, getting more comfortable with the group. And now you're seeing her skill level, obviously her skating and her ability to push the pace, come through within that system. And she's playing well for us.
You mentioned line changes there. It's obviously something we know that you're big on, and it seems like you always kind of relate them to momentum. And I'm just curious, could you kind of explain how line changes can produce momentum for your team and how you kind of like how that all works?
Yeah, a lot of it has to do with energy, right? And then territory where you are on the ice. In a perfect world, you're either changing after you score a goal or you're changing with possession of the puck, or in the offensive zone to some capacity. And if you're doing that and you're forcing a team to start in their defensive zone or to play against a fresh line, like over time, that energy and that territory is going to wear you down. Perceived momentum too, and also just physical.
That's him.
Just to follow up that, and I might be totally off on this, but is it also because when you have possession, it's harder for them to change? Like when they're in their D zone, it's hard for them to change around. That's why you get fresh legs when they got when like when they get tired, and that's how goals happen, sort of thing.
Nailed it.
Well, Marcus, then Ben.
I was going to ask, heading into this week, and what's the approach with Northeastern?
Yeah, continuing to build, on our team game, and I think playing, being able to play fast in transition, being able to build that momentum, obviously against a team that has a lot of speed. So how can we shut down the neutral zone? How can we deny their speed and essentially create our own offense as a unit of five?
And I guess I'll jump in here on behalf of the other folks on the Northeastern crew. Coach, thanks for taking some time. I'm going to have to be that person to ask us to kind of like zoom out a little bit and maybe give us a little bit more of like some general thoughts on your season so far. And a challenging start to the schedule with a couple of top 10 teams. How do you feel like how do you feel like your team has done through those first few weeks, and what are some of the growth areas that you've seen out of those challenging opponents?
Yeah, definitely an exciting start to our season. Playing the teams you want to play. And I think all of it's just managing our growth as a group and a new group coming in from last season. Obviously we would have liked to steal a couple wins in those first few weeks, but I think that either way it tested us. It showed that we're capable of playing against the top teams. But in order to do it consistently, we had a lot of growth to do. And I'm proud of our work over the last couple weeks. And playing those top teams highlighted that for us. It kind of gave us a insight into the areas that we needed to give energy to. And with the whole goal, obviously, always of giving it back to the players. And I feel like we've made some adjustments in our environment here in the last couple weeks that we're starting to see the response to that and hoping to build as we get into hockey's play.
Sam.
I wanted to ask, going back to the series with Northeastern at the beginning of the year last year, right? That win at Aganis. I think that was the first win against Northeastern in like 11 or so games for BU. And obviously you weren't there for all of those, but did you feel like there was kind of a sense of relief? And like there were like before that win, there was kind of a bit of a fear or just kind of nervousness or just like some kind of weird energy around playing Northeastern before that win happened?
Yeah, there seemed to be from my first season back. I think that year before, like we had some great close games against them, and it was just like closing out a game. It was finding ways to get the win, and I think Yes, Northeastern, in terms of the perception and, obviously having a great, last, long time, what, 5 to 10 years, obviously, of success. So I think it was getting past that, but it was more of a personal growth too, of finding ways to win and realizing that you can beat the best, and solving those problems throughout a game. So it was definitely a turning point for us last season.
Sam again.
And how different does it feel now going into Northeastern now that you've obviously you beat them in hockey's final last year? Like you got over that hump. Like, what's the difference now? It's just like the mindset going into it.
Yeah, I think excitement to play, the best teams in our league. And obviously every weekend in Hockey East is going to be a good matchup, but we're excited to play the best and see where we match up.
Ben?
Since Sam brought up the hockey's championship game, Tara, now that you've had a couple of months to reflect on it, can you share a little bit about how it feels to have brought BU back to the hockey's championship and won that championship as a program alum, as someone who's played in an overtime, championship game yourself? What does that mean to you? How have you sort of taken a moment to reflect on, what an accomplishment that is?
It definitely was an exciting year last season, I think, to help this program back to championships, back in the final and back to the national stage. And I truly believe that's where it should be and can be. But I think how we did it is what I'm the most proud of. The way the women in that locker room, took ownership of the team, solved problems, and were able to communicate and lead each other. It was a really special group. I think it's a group that you look back on and go, you're lucky. You can be as intentional as you want about your environment and your culture, but sometimes the right group of people who wanted to leave the jersey in a better place. You can't replace that feeling of getting to kind of be the first again. So it was fun. We celebrated that season and, definitely, gave it the energy and the weight it deserved. But exciting, I think, owing it to those players and the seniors of last season to continue to build on that and, truly see where our program can go.
If I can just quickly follow up on that, how would you compare the emotions of playing in overtime of a championship game versus being behind the bench, of a championship game that goes into overtime?
Definitely different. I guess you get to feel like you have a little bit more of a say when you're in the equipment. But no, you trust your preparation, you trust the group going into overtime. Stressful in a different way, that's for sure. But I mean, I go back to the semifinal against BC. You still get fatigued in a different way as a coach, depending on how many overtimes you go into.
Sam.
One more. Obviously, Northeastern graduated a lot of players, right? Like Skylar Irving and Tayce Thompson. What are you expecting from them this year? Do you think it's going to be similar to last year? Good on the rush, very fast. Any differences you're expecting from them?
Yeah, I was actually going back to the episode of Ted Lasso when they had asked Beard to do a pre-scout on Crystal Palace and just say a lot of speed, a lot of speed. But no, I figured you liked that one, Sam. But definitely a fast team. Yeah, a lot of youth, right? And how fast can you get them working on the same page? Similar to what we're doing. I think we're at a cool part of the season where how can you get your group working in the same direction? Because there's a lot of talent there. There's a lot of youth on the back end as well, but really promising roster for them. It'll be interesting to see, but obviously expecting a lot of speed.
Ben?
Looking at Lily Welke, one of the things that jumps out at me is not just how well she's done in the faceoff this year, but going back, she's been over 60% every single year. Can you share any insight into what makes her so consistently good? Is that something that she is constantly working at? What makes her so problematic for an opposing center in the dot?
Yeah, she's definitely a nerd for the game. And it's funny when you look at her impact on the ice, PK is another one of those areas. And those are areas that your IQ, right? Your understanding of your opponent. There's a reason why she's, leading the way down the middle for us. And, Coach Gilmore, our assistant coach, always does pre-scouts for us on the centers, and she, I find, is one of those players that is eating it up and constantly working on her own craft, but then taking information on the opponent and really strategic in how she plays.
Go ahead, Mike.
Thanks, Coach. Just wanted to ask you about Maeve Carey, who obviously you've had for a number of years at different stops, and I'm just curious about her, off the ice. What makes her the kind of person you want to bring with you to be you, and the kind of person who the team and the coaching staff all selects to be a captain?
Yeah, she's someone, her maturity speaks for itself, but the way she shows up at the rink every day is consistent. Her work ethic in the weight room, on the ice, but I think, she's consistent in how she shows up as a teammate in the locker room. Like, she was unanimous by her peers going into the season, and I wasn't surprised. But also a maturity to be able to work with us as a coaching staff and have conversations and work through things that you need to day to day as a team. So I think her, I always say captains are in a lot of ways like your middle manager. A lot of responsibility to that locker room, but a lot of responsibility to bring that to the coaching staff. And she was able to really, she's shown that maturity from day one recruiting her back in the day. And I think her respected by her peers as well.
Go ahead, Milton.
Appreciate it. And Coach, with a couple pairs of sisters on the roster, I'm curious what, each of those sibling dynamics is like and what that adds to your locker room.
Yeah, definitely a first for me, having and different, right? Twins versus just siblings of a different age. But I think it's unique, right? I think the Healy sisters are a lot different than the Welkies, but I mean, it's just that family dynamic, but also showing that there's differences. Doesn't matter how, if you're twins or sisters alone. And I think being able, that's always been something that has been a focus for us, is celebrating those differences in that locker room and taking the chance to get to know them. That's been something that's been really cool with Louisa and Lily, is that they're different people, and their patience and their encouragement for us to A, figure out who's who, but then B, beyond that, get to know them as people. And I've been really enjoying that piece of it, having sisters in locker room.
Go ahead.
Is there anyone you want to shout out who's maybe an unsung hero type of player whose contributions aren't super likely to show up in a stat sheet, but they're, glue players, supply the chemistry, really high work rate, anything else in that vein?
Yeah, I feel like we're starting to see that up and down our lineup, which is nice. But I think Kira Healy on the back end, you might not be seeing as much of her on the score sheet just yet, but she's a glue back there. She's helping bring in our young defensemen. She helps get the play moving up the ice. We use her in all situations. And it's really been cool to see Kaylee Quick step into her role. We're gonna need her down the middle, and she's taking an assertive leadership role on and off the ice, and it's definitely something we're feeling in our lineup.